rug. That was the wall, this little wall around the Beis HaMikdash itself. How do they have these 13 openings? She'aprot Samalchi Yavim. When the Yavim came into the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they made 13 pirtzos there. They broke through the wall 13 places. Rap Mosbe Hashmanoyim, Chosru Ugdorim. They went and fixed up those 13 pirtzos. The Gozer, the Medlai Kalocha, Ageder, Agzeirom, Shekinegdom, Sholosh Esri Shtachvois. Like whoever would pass by one of those places where there was a Pirzom, there would be a mitzvah to bow down there, to make a Shtachvah to bow down. So as many as you pass by, that's how many Shtachvahs you'd have to make, one at each place. That was the Sarug, that was like the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Lifnimimenu, inside this outside wall, this outside gate, was called the Hachayil. The Hachayil, that's the first inside space of that, which was Eser Amos. It was 10 Amos wide. That inside the outside wall, there was 10 Amos open, called the Hachayil. It had a certain amount of Kedusha there. Now, Ushtei Mesri Malas HaYisham. There were 12 steps going up. Because now you went up the Harabayas, like it got higher and higher. Like the Beis HaMikdash was on top of the peak. So you're going up now, so there were 12 steps going up. The Shilcha Chatziyama, each step like was a half an amma up, and it says, Rum, excuse them, Yeshlesha Shimala Soyishon, Rum HaMaila Chatziyama, each step was a half of an amma tall, upwards. The Shilcha Chatziyama, and the width of it was a half of an amma. Like went up a half and went in a half. Went up half, went in half. So altogether it was up 6 amas. Now, Kol HaMaila Shoyushom, all the steps that were on the Beis HaMikdash was this type of measurement. Was Rumala Chatziyama, went up a Chatziyama, Vishulcha Chatziyama, and went in a Chatziyama. Chutz Mishalulam, excluding the steps that went up to the Ulam. There were 12 steps there going up to the Ulam, and we'll see there, those were had different halachas. There were different sizes. Now, Kol HaPsochim V'Yashorim Shereshom, all the doors and gates in the Beis HaMikdash were Gevoyim Esramam, were tall 20 Amos. For Rochban, they were wide Esramas, 10 Amos wide. Again, Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the gates and doors by the Ulam. It had a different size, it was bigger. And we'll see later on. Yeah. Over there, the Pesach was 40 Amos tall, and it was wide 20 Amos. Now, Kol HaPsochim Shoshem, all the doors that were there in the Beis HaMikdash, Hoyer Lemt Loset, you all had doors to them. The openings, they had doors. Chutz Mishalulam, excluding the entrance into the Ulam. That there did not have a door, but rather they only had a prayer because they had about a curtain over there. Kol HaShorim, all the gates, Hoyushom, Hoyer Lemt Shkoifas. They had like a mashgif on top, or a board on top of it. That the gate like would close on top of it. Chutz Mishat Todik, excluding the gate on Tudi, we had before that wasn't used too much, only a kind that was tummy went out that side. That was on the Tzofen side, on the north side of the Chaymas Harabayas. Shoyushom, Chutz Mishat Todi, that there was not a beam going straight across on top of it, but rather Shoyushom Shtei Avonim Mutois Zu Agav Zu. There the top was made like a little like a V, opposite V. It was made like two stones going upwards, like a point upwards. That's the way it was. Now Kol HaShorim, all the other gates Shoyushom Nishtan Liyushozov. As the years went by, the richer Klai Yisrael got, they used to coat all the gates with gold. Chutz Mishar Nikta, excluding the gate going into the Azara, the Shar Nikta, that was the entrance from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael, that they did not change, that they left with Nechoshes from Kappa. Mifnei Shenaso Ben Neis, because Neis happened with that Shar, that gate came from Mitzrayim, and it was a person called Lachsandria that went to Mitzrayim to bring the gate to Eretz Yisrael to use for the Shar. And when this happened, it was traveling on the ocean when the boat, a big storm came, so they threw one gate over, and they were about to throw the other gate over. This Nikmah like jumped in and said, if you throw it over, I'll go over also. The kids, and then the storm stopped, and he felt bad about the one gate that was lost, and when the ship reached dock, that gate was found also. The kids, and Nisim happened with it, so they didn't want to change it. V'yeshem some say mifneishem choshoston matziv. No, the copper over there was very shiny, so therefore they didn't have to change to make it look like gold. It was better the way it looked. So if all the other gates were changed to be coated with gold, except the Shah Nikner, that stayed the way it was. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Kol HaKsolim, all the walls of the Beis HaMikdash Shom HaYigvoyim were tall walls. Doesn't say how tall, they're very tall. Chutz Mikras LaMizrach, excluding the wall of the east. The east side wall was not so tall. Why? Because Shehakoyin HaSerif HaSaparah, the Kohen that had to burn the Parah Duma on the Haras Esim, Oymed Breish HaRamishka, he would be standing on top of the HaRamishka opposite the Beis HaMikdash, or Mischavein V'roya B'Pischo Shel Heichel B'Shas HaZoyas Adam, when he would be up there on the Haras Esim spritzing the Dam, would be spritzing it towards the Beis HaMikdash, and he's supposed to be able to look through the opening into the Heichel B'Shas he made this Rikas Adam. See, if there would have been a big tall gate on the Mizrach side of the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't be able to look through. Therefore, the Kais on the Mizrach side was a very low gate, very low wall, there by the entrance over there. So therefore, he was able to see above it, straight through, and to see through the Pesach of the Heichel. Yeah. Now, Mishneh. Ezra's Hanoshim, that's the first Ezra inside the Beis HaMikdash. That was Hoysa Oirech Meyu Shleishim V'Chomish. Aroichiv Meir Shleishim Chomish. There was 135 Amis by 135 Amis. That was the widest room there in the Beis HaMikdash. And V'yarbo L'shochus Hayu V'yarbo Miktaseh. There were four rooms there on the four corners of it. Shalaboyim Aboyimam. Each room was 40 Amis to 40 Amis. Flehoye Makaris. They had no roof on top of these rooms. The Kachoya Kachen Asidus Lius. Mr. Shem, that would be in the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, also be the same way. There would not be roofs on top. Shinema, because the Pesach says in Yecheskel, V'yotzeinu el haChotzer Achitzor, take you out to the outside Chotzer, V'yabereinu al arba Miktzoy HaChotzer, the four corners, V'yine Chotzer B'Miktzoy HaChotzer, Chotzer B'Miktzoy HaChotzer, Aba Arbas Miktzoy HaChotzer, the four corners, Chatzer, as it says, Keturais. It says that these four corners, each Chotzer would be like Keturais. So it means V'yen Keturais El Shenem Mekoris. Keturais means that they're not, have no roof on top of it. Therefore, these four rooms had no covering, had no roof. Now, Amohayim Shamshin, what do they do with these four rooms here? So, Dreimis Mizrachi is the top left side, the southeast side. He hoist Lishkas HaNazirim. That was Lishka where the Nazirim, a Nazir, came there. He had to take care of his Kabonis. Shesham HaNazirim Levashlam HaShamayim. There was a special mitzvah when he brought his Korban Shlamim to cook the Zroi. He had to cook up the Zroi in a pot and give it to the Kohen cook, the Zroya Bashayla. So he would cook it up in that room. Or Megalchin HaSron, they would give him a haircut there in that room. Or Mishalchin Tachas Hadud. The mitzvah was to burn his hair underneath the pot that they're burning, the Zroya Bashayla. Underneath that pot in the fire that's cooking up his Shlomim, his Roya, the arm of the Shlomim, and that's where he would burn his hair. Now, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, that's the east north side, the bottom left side, that was Hihoi Salishka Seitzim. That was this where they had the wood. They used to store wood there for the Marocha. Shesham HaKanim Bali Mumim. The Kanim with the Bali Mumim couldn't do the Avoida. Was Masli Moitzim. They would check out the wood to make sure there's no worms in it. And the Cholait Shenimtsaba Tolas, any wood that he finds a worm in it, Tosol Nagabe Mizbech. You cannot use it for the Mizbech. It's not nice. It's Meshuk. It's not nice to use such a piece of wood on the Mizbech of Hashem. So you used to have these Kanim check it out in that room. Now, Tzvoinis Marovis, the northwest side. He hoists the Lishka Samitzurayim. That was Lishka where a Mitzurah would go there. That the Mitzurah had to go there and they brought him in to make the Azoyer on him. So to put the Behenes, to put the oil on his Behenes thumbs. So he was from that Lishka. From there they took him into the Esrus Noshim, took him into the Shar Nikna. Now Marovish Trimus, the west-south side. Omer Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Lezer ben Yaakov says that Shechachti Mohaisa Meshameshes. He forgot exactly what he was doing. What happened there? And some said it's right. He's the Iketan of our mission here. So he said he forgot exactly what they did there. On this, Abishalom, Abishol says no. But he just says, Shom hoyu noisnim yayin v'shemen. That's where they used to store the wine, the nisach yayin, and the oil that was used also for the menachas. And yoisa nikras lishchas beish shmanya. They would call it that room, beish shmanya, mean the oil room, that's what they would call it. Now, v'chaloko hoisa v'rishoyna. At the beginning, it was very smooth. It was smooth. That means the Ezra's Noshim itself was smooth. Rishon Kleina. It means to say, at the beginning, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim were very smooth. There was nothing sticking out of the walls. They were smooth walls. But the Kifu, Kisais, for later on, they made like a porch sticking out. They made like beams sticking out in the middle of the wall. What did they do that for? To make like a little attic over there. Shehanoshim Royis Momalan. Like in the Ezra's Noshim on Sukkot used to be the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So used to make like beams sticking out from the wall that the ladies would stand upstairs. Shehanoshim Royis Momalan. V'yehanoshim Momatan. And the men were downstairs. Kadesh Lo'iyum Arov. They should not be mixed up together. As here by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the dancing, singing there, so they wanted they shouldn't be together, the men and the ladies. So the men were downstairs and the ladies were upstairs. Now, after the Ezra's Noshim was V'chomesh Esrei Milus, there were 15 steps now. Orlus Mitoch L'Ezra's Yisrael. That went up from the Ezra's Noshim to the Ezra's Yisrael. The Ezra's Yisrael, that's really the beginning of the Kedusha, of the Mokam Ashchina, of the Beis HaMikdash. So there were 15 steps going up there. Kineged Chomesh Esrei Milus Shabbatilim. Connected the last the first 15 Shir Malasin, and then the last Sefer of Shabbos, as from Perek Kuf Chof to Perek Kuf Lama Dalet. So those 15 Shir Malasin, we say on Shabbos, is connected those 15 Shir Malasin. Shaleim Alevim Amir Shir, that Bishasti Simcha Pesach Shueva, the Levim used to be standing on these 15 steps and say the 15 Shir Malasin. The Lehoyu Trutais, the steps were not straight steps. They were like in a semicircle, like a half of a semicircle. That's the way the steps were. The steps were in a round, circular form.